Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Joga Bonita, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble. A superb semi-final first leg of the Etihad last night, and Nottingham Forest are on the march again. It's Wednesday, 27th of April. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
What a beauty.
Yeah.
That match, Jim Campbell, last night.
Nottingham Forest, can you believe it?
Well, if you were going for a championship game, you'd probably say Bournemouth-Swansea, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Six goals, but there were seven at the Etihad. Pete Donaldson. Peter, how do you sum up an evening like that, you little so-and-so?
It was a rock'em, sock'em robot slugfest, wasn't it? That's... You have a go, I'll have a go. Just stay down, Real.
Yeah.
Know when you're beaten.
I know. Well, when you say
explain to them how a tie is lost, Real Madrid.
It was one of the all-time great Champions League semi-final first legs in Manchester, you could argue.
You could.
And I think
quite convincingly.
Even Rio Ferdinand was fairly complimentary of the Man City fans for a change.
Oh, right.
Because he said, because he's often saying, oh, there's empty seats, and he has a little pop at them, doesn't he? And he said, oh, those Man City fans, look at the flags tonight. They know it's business time.
Yeah, the atmosphere
they've brought
is pretty
their flags.
Yeah, it's been business time for quite some years, isn't it?
Yes, they've taken up a lot of the business in the Manchester area with regards to football, you could say. But it was a great game. But Peter, you said it was, you have a go and we'll have a go. Man City had a lot more goes.
Yeah, well, they weren't quite so orderly about their goals, but they should have been out of sight. I mean, there'll be no pep talks today because Pep has turned into a gas. Yeah. He's just... In the post-match, being quite sanguine, sort of, great game of football. You can just tell. In his coat pocket, he's squeezing a horse chestnut really hard.
He is.
He got a bit fidgety. Just everything's fine.
As soon as the interview started, I think he started itching one of his shoulder blades. Like, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. You could tell when Riyad Mahrez didn't square to Phil Foden or didn't put the shot away when they were 2-0 up, however you want to view that and what Mahrez should have done. He was absolutely livid in that moment. And yes. I felt like... sat in my living room like this is the moment where Madrid are sort of maybe going to sort of come back into it and lo and behold it happened. That's exactly what we want, right?
What, but you being a god?
Yeah, me being a god.
That's the last thing I want,
and
Jim.
Then they happen.
Yeah,
you'd do well out of that, to be fair, Pete.
My top's just come off.
Your elbow's gone back to normal.
Saved you the bother.
Yeah.
But you want those sort of like topsy-turvy all over the place games, don't you? But I think you're right, Marcus, like, City did have more of it, but Madrid, we were speaking about them yesterday being such sort of canny operators.
Yeah.
A half chance, a moment of absolute brilliance, which a team like that are always going to produce, and a penalty. Yeah. Like, they were battered in that game.
I know, they scored three goals. It's absolutely remarkable. I mean, obviously Pep was proud of what they did, as he should have been, but the chances they had, I mean, how Mahrez never scored himself on the night is quite a mystery. And then Foden as well.
I know
he scored, but he was guilty of missing a couple of ones, especially that one that Carvajal saved off the line.
Right the way through it. But I just like the way that Mahrez just keeps upsetting Pep. That lofty
did. Is that why he bought Jack Grealish? For £100 million substitute? Right, I'm putting someone on the bench if you don't perform.
Yeah, it's a Mahrez threat, isn't it? Yeah.
I know. I mean, Mahrez, the thing is, the Manchester City will have some chances at the Bernabeu, okay?
Yeah.
So there's, I know that
on that showing they will.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not that concerned for them, to be perfectly honest with you. Why would I be? But on a sort of a pure sort of footballing sense, I'm really not that concerned. But I mean, they were superb that first sort of 20-25 minutes or whatever it was, and they should have been perhaps more than two up. But the fact is, they were two up, so they did convert. You know, it wasn't too bad.
It's almost as if that Pep Guardiola just can't win the Champions League.
He's not winning it in this decade.
He's just kind of like, I can't. He's trying to win the Champions League back with like an Eternal Roars and a box of black magic from the SR Garage. Go, please come back to me. Please. He's desperate. Please.
This reminds me of the post-match, though, where Phil Foden and Bernardo Silva were talking to. I'm possibly Des Kelly. I'm not sure who it was. But Bernardo Silva was like, We won the game. They won the game.
It's not that bad.
That is true. But the narrative ball is in Real Madrid's court. They're going to have to come out, and they know how to come out.
Yeah, but City are always going to play the same way, aren't they? Unless Pep.
Not that
it.
Open, though. Yeah. I think he'll
start Fernandinho as a marauding fullback deliberately this time.
Quite possibly. Yeah, but the thing is that when you say that, they reminded the interviewer that they'd won the game, the way Benzema, as Darren Fletcher calls him, took that penalty. It's an absolute piss take. They're 4-2 down.
And he's missed three penalties, what, this month?
Yeah, he missed a couple of the weekend in the same game.
But it was for that kind of match, it was a necessary transcendental act by a sociopath. Mm-hmm. It was just like, this is the stage in which this Panenka belongs. Yes. It was fantastic.
Well, he said, I have a lot of confidence in myself, so I do it and it turns out well.
I mean, what that said to me was, old money.
Yes, very much old
That's
money.
That's how confident we are.
Yeah, the house always wins, boys. But the funny thing is, he wheels away in celebration with a kind of look on his face. Mm. They are still 4-3 down, but they know, we've got away with bloody murder tonight.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. I mean, Man City obviously 2-0 up, and then it was 3-1, Foden scored. And when it went 3-1, you thought, all right, here you go. But then Vinicius Jr. turns Fernandinho quite brilliantly on the wing. And did you see there was a camera that
on
called
Pep.
Yeah, on Pep, obviously. In fact, to be honest with you, that is you'd get the when you know how he thinks, you could just watch Pep and you'd get
absolutely
the story of the game.
But
he was crestfallen when Vinicius Jr. skipped past
him. He almost didn't watch the rest of the move. It was because he was on his knees going, no, you just got turned.
It was like they'd just been eliminated.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, with that goal, from Vinicius's point of view, beauty.
Yeah.
Absolute beauty. Would you say it was Peter Runlevu-esque to Pete Donaldson?
Where's that come from?
Oh, that's come from
that's
the
Jets. That's a deep cut.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned, Milk Tray earlier or something? You know, and some older references like that. So I thought, well, I'll get involved myself. But I did find it funny watching him galloping forward. And you watch the Man City defenders thinking, right, well, we've got to cover the players who are coming in. And I'm looking at Laporte going, right, at some point you're going to have to, you know, right, because to me, it looks like he's going for goal, all right? You are going to have to... You should realise this at some point. I know it's easy in my armchair watching this match. You are going to have to go to him. And
please
now
tell me you've got an armchair.
I do not have an armchair.
Oh, a high-backed armchair.
Football armchair.
yes!
It's a magic carpet where I make predictions from. I think Laporte, he thought someone was going to cover, and you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, and he finished very, very well. But then, of course, Bernardo Silva then scores a wonderful goal, referee played advantage, and you thought, well, there we are. But then the penalty, and when Benzema scores his 41st goal of the season at the ripe old age of 34, you think, my goodness, what a season he's having.
Crack-a-lacker.
Yeah, I mean, that's his highest return ever, isn't it?
Yeah, his 600th game for Real Madrid.
Amazing.
Yes, people thought, oh, who are they going to... They're going to have to replace Ronaldo with somebody, which is obviously understandable, and Benzema himself, but he's playing like this, and it's absolutely incredible,
it,
yes.
It does make you wonder if, because Ronaldo scored so many goals and they've had other players in the past, like in those various incarnations of Galacticos, that Benzema's just been a bit selfless, and probably could he have been scoring more all this time had those players not been there? We'd never know, obviously, but it's absolutely astonishing the form he's in.
You know, when they say that people, they get older and a bit more conservative and they look inward at themselves more rather than outward at other people and so on. Yeah. Is that what he's doing?
Benzema?
Yeah.
I think, I hope Benzema's having a look at himself.
Yeah, yeah, well,
based
okay.
on some of his previous...
Yeah, maybe not the best.
Not on video, hopefully.
I was talking about purely football terms, but just to make that absolutely clear. Quite enjoyable to see Pep Guardiola get a booking for contesting a throw-in immediately after Foden scored. Even Glenn Hoddle on commentary said, what's the matter with him? You free one up, happy days. And then he gets a booking like that.
I love how Glenn Hoddle, who has achieved so much in football as a player and a manager, as a pundit, has been in the game for such a long, long time, still calls them Real Madrid.
Yeah. I think he has a lovely old time.
He does.
Which is nice to see, or hear rather. We don't see him too much as well. So yeah, I mean, it's very nicely poised for that second leg in the Bernabeu, of course. And Benzema himself said, the most important thing is that we never lay down our arms. We are all in this until the end. I do find it funny when players say that kind of thing. Because, I don't think any of you are going to give up. I suppose.
Yeah, we'll probably do the second leg. Actually, that was fun.
But if we were two or three down, we probably wouldn't bother. We'd knock it all on the head. This Champions League thing for this season.
Will next leg? Will Peter Walton find a microphone or a sound booth or just anything really? Get your head under a blanket, for crying out loud.
Is that an act of sabotage, maybe?
Oh, God, he's only going to agree with a ref.
I was told a story about Peter Walton. He doesn't carry a change of clothes with him. He just puts socks and things in his coat pocket, which I think is genius.
Well, this is when staying away.
When staying away, he doesn't have it just generally, no.
Where'd you get that information from,
I'm not
Peter?
Telling you. Cannot reveal. Though I may have texted that person this morning to say if it was okay to tell that amount of time.
Yes, did he not? He travels extremely light.
Extremely light. I rate it massively.
I rate that as well.
I completely agree.
No,
because if you're driving in somewhere
yep.
and all you need is a change of unders, your socks and that, like, I don't think you... And if you're driving away by yourself in your car, who's going to see you with the yesterday's shirt on?
If you have to leave post-haste...
Yeah, exactly. If there's a fire, right in the car, no, off you go.
Apparently, yeah, he was asked, wasn't he? Where's your bag? Where's your change of clothes? And he just tapped both coat pockets. Well, all credit to the man. He's got up in my estimation. Well done,
lovely.
Peter. From one Peter to another. So nicely poised, to say, for the game in the Bernabeu. We're looking forward to that one. But I honestly think Manchester City will be okay. There will be a lot of chances. We know how they're going to play. But Real Madrid, very sloppy at the back.
Yeah.
We can say this about, you know, Manchester City. I mean, that second goal they scored when Jesus turned the defender, I mean, that shouldn't be happening really.
Although Jesus' composure was fantastic.
It was very good.
The way he set his body.
Well, and the ball in from De Bruyne was superb as well. I know we come to it, but we didn't even mention his diving header. You know, nice to see him score a header.
Yeah, it was the quickest goal in the Champions League semi-final, was it?
Something like that. That'll do. But yeah, the ball he played into Jesus was superb, because it's one of those sort of whipped passes which you don't really... I didn't really expect that.
Mm.
And it kind of goes very close to two players. Our old friend Rupert Fryer said on Twitter, he's the best... how did he describe him? The best sort of deliberate footballer I've ever seen.
Right.
You know, when you think... He does these amazing things, and he's very much, yes, there's a tiny little gap to put it in. I will put it through that gap. Mm. The way he calculates everything.
He'd be great in one of those, you know, those things they used to train.
With all the targets.
With all the targets in the box. Oh, in a big box.
He'd be 100% on them.
I'd love to have a go at one of them.
Yeah. Well, why don't
I might turn the studio into one.
Yeah,
little goals in the corner.
No doubt you could.
So are you back in City, Mark?
Very much so,
confident, yeah?
Yeah, I do. I think that type of performance, I think Real Madrid got fortunate there.
Yeah.
They were fortunate against Chelsea.
They were.
And I know that with those players that they have and the history and the vibe, you know, the fortune, it seems to be, I'm using that word quite a lot, there seems to be a sort of a theme running there, but I think Manchester City are better than them. They do have a lead, as Bernardo Silva reminded us all, and I think they'll be okay. But, well, they'll be okay if Pep doesn't lose his mind, because... Pep Guardiola gets very wound up, as we know, and it's a big game, but it's against Real Madrid.
At the Bernabeu, which I think is huge.
It is, and one can forget, you know, because he's been at Man City for quite a while now, especially in the context of his career, that the whole Barcelona link and the Real Madrid, the crap he gets from them, and when his Bayern Munich side were beaten quite badly.
Roundly.
Yeah, by Real Madrid when his Bayern side probably should have won the Champions League. They were that good. So there's a lot on this. And if he keeps his cool, then I think they will be okay.
It's the canniness of Madrid. It makes me sort of edge towards them for just... They just refuse to lay down, don't they? They refuse to be beaten. But I think at the Bernabeu, that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, I just can't see them actually beating Manchester City. I can see them maybe getting a draw or, you know, some sort of comeback, but
it'll be depressingly predictable. Man City will score two goals in the first 10 minutes and the tie will be put to bed, unfortunately.
Yeah. Real Madrid throwing away goals. What? Shut up.
Indeed. Speaking of Real Madrid, did you see that their long-term target, Kylian Mbappe, got 10 votes in the France presidential election?
It's not bad.
Lucky there wasn't much riding on that, eh?
Well, what was Macron's percentage? Good Christ.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. 59% in the 50s. Oh, dearie me. yes, indeed. Before we move on, by the way, speaking of Manchester City as well, see, Yaya Touré gave an interesting interview last week. He said he was unhappy with the amount of recognition he's had for his time at Manchester City.
Oh, that fucking Colin Caterpillar. Jesus
Christ. Here we go again.
It makes me really sad, this.
Deep.
Because it feels to me like... I mean, this is just not how I remember things. He got praise all the time. He was widely recognised as the best midfielder in the Premier League for a long time.
His last season, he scored a really important goal from my memory. That's the only Man City goal I can remember.
Was it away to Palace he got a couple of ones?
But he was fantastic, and everyone said so all the time.
Indeed. Everyone thinks I'm happy because I won some trophies and earned a lot of money. But no, I am not happy. I scored a lot of goals in the Premier League and nobody said anything about them. Which is total bollocks.
Yeah.
There was a lot made of the fact that he scored 20-plus goals, or 20 goals, definitely hit the 20 mark from midfield. And I think at the time, I don't know, off the top of my head, I think it's just those two. Maybe someone else has done it as well. But at the time, it was only him and Frank Lampard had done that.
Yeah.
20 goals or more from midfield in a Premier League season. And he was very widely praised for that. But it's a bit like with... it's slightly reminiscent, only slightly, if you will, with Luis Suarez when he scored against England. And he said, you know, I had so many critics in England and this, you know, this answers them. And it's like, well, no one was criticising your footballing career.
You kept biting everyone. Yeah,
exactly. And you know, the Patrice Evra business and all that kind of stuff. And I think sometimes footballers, they either have short memories or they don't. They want more praise than what was dished out, or I don't know.
Well, sometimes they use it for motivation, don't they? So like the Michael Jordan thing in The Last Dance, where he says he would make up feuds to fuel himself.
Well, what's Yaya Touré about to
do? He's forgotten to stop, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. But Yaya, if you're listening, you didn't score enough goals, you loser.
You're short loser.
No, you were very good, so calm down. Right, everybody, let's move on to the championship, where the race for second place is hotting up. I mean, technically speaking, it could be the first place is still up for grabs, but I still fancy Fulham to do it. But Bournemouth fought back from three goals down against Swansea to draw 3-3, which is a vital point, really, because obviously Nottingham Forest beat Fulham, and a great win for them. And they're just 3 points behind Bournemouth in the hunt for second place. Forest play Bournemouth as well. Now, Bournemouth,
it's delicious, isn't it?
It's nice, isn't it?
I mean, if you're a Forest fan, you're having a lovely old time.
A Forest fan he is.
I know a Forest fan. He comes from far away.
Far away. His name is Frankie Clark. Yeah, well, I mean, they had a terrible start to the season, of course, as we all know, and Cooper sort of turned it right around. And so they now are they're third, as I say, 3 points behind Bournemouth, same goal difference. They've won five of the last six. They are very much on the march. They have been for quite a while. So Bournemouth are away to Blackburn Rovers next. Blackburn are seventh, still going for promotion. So that's a tricky one. Forest are at home to Swansea. Now, I know Swansea just drew with Bournemouth, but it's you know, Swansea not really got too much to play for. And then the last day, Bournemouth host Millwall, who may well be in the hunt for playoff places at that point, and Forest are away to Hull. So Forest at the moment, they are 3 points behind, but there's a real chance. Donaldson, you're smiling. You love a bit of Nottingham Forest.
I love a bit of Nottingham Forest. I feel sorry for Philip Axel Frigast Zinkenangel. Zinkenangel? Zinka Nagel. Mm. There we go. He's obviously on loan from Manchester. He's on loan from Watford. It's like he's just destined to stay in the Championship, isn't he? Whatever he does.
Oh no.
Maybe they can retain his services for next season because he's playing really, really well. And I think he's had his best game in a Forest shirt yesterday. Fantastic. Really good result.
Get him on a perm.
Get him on a perm for crying out loud.
Forest's goal was really weird. It was like the ball rolled itself into the net.
Yeah.
And when that luck is going in your favour,
that's the tricky trees
things
for you.
Are looking up.
That they were at the most trickiest in that moment. You see how it goes for them. But yes, next Tuesday in Bournemouth is when they play each other. So that is a game to watch, everybody.
With any teams that are in the situation, like for automatic promotion versus the playoffs and stuff, you've got to just not be disappointed if you find yourself in the playoffs. Because so many times you've missed out on automatic promotion. Mm. You go in the playoffs and you play like dirge because you're gutted. You missed out on not having to play those matches. So, fingers crossed for one of my 10 teams.
Are West Brom one of your 10 at the moment because Brucey's in charge?
No, surprisingly not. They've only got themselves to blame, Marcus.
They've only got themselves to blame, West Brom. Well, of course, West Brom will be gunning for promotion next season. There's always next year. And Steve Bruce has got...
This gun has become clogged.
Steve Bruce has got a great idea. Right. To help them in their hunt for promotion next season. He's demanded his players live within an hour of West Brom's training ground because he thinks long car journeys shorten players' careers.
Mm. He said athletes shouldn't be spending 3 hours in a car. And, you know, it's easy to take the piss out of Bruce.
I agree with that.
But he's right, surely.
Yeah. I'm knackered when I drive for half an hour. Mm. I just
can't be having a numb arse as a footballer, surely.
That's your power.
That's all your power is, exactly.
That's all your power is.
A lot of power in there. So he does have a point.
Yeah.
Does have a point. I mean, I think if you live just over an hour, they do drive fast cars. Stick to the speed limit, though.
Mm-hmm. But Bruce, maybe they should all get Segways.
Really fast segues. Well, Brucey said, people are going to throw it at me and say, are you going to relocate from Cheshire? But it doesn't work with managers.
I think Steve's
playing days are over, aren't they?
He's got enough junk in that trunk, one would suggest. I reckon Eden Hazard could probably do the Trans-Siberian Railway to get to it. He's got a lovely big bum.
Although, maybe he is.
Like,
yes, that's probably why he's slid so badly.
It could be. Before we go to a break, everybody, quick little bit of League Two action. Exeter City gained promotion last night with a 2-1 win.
Mm.
Well done, those boys. Cracking. They've been in the fourth tier for a decade. It's been a long decade.
No more tears.
they have lost the playoff final three times in the last sort of 5 years, I think it is. They've been close to the playoffs as well. So it's been a long, old journey, but Exeter are up in League One. They will be playing Portsmouth and others next season. Exciting times for them. All right, everybody, let's have a quick break.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
There's a, you know, I talk about managers' success rate. I've got a 0% sex rate. That as well.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. Now, it's time for pep talks.
We are so, so happy. We're so happy.
We are so happy. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for that.
We are so happy. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
Sit down. Nobody talk. Sit down. We drink wine and relax.
Just had a swig of water.
Oh, feeling ready for pep talks.
Yeah, there we are. Peter, take it away, baby.
All right, we've got a message from Carl, who asked us for advice for his coaching trial a few weeks ago. We've got a bit of an update, lads.
We
gave him short shrift then, and I think we're going to probably give him short shrift now.
Yep.
Carl here, you might remember me from a few weeks ago when I secured a coaching trial with no experience at a European club. Incredibly, I have to inform you that I had my trial last week and was offered the coaching gig. For obvious reasons, I can't name the team in question, but funnily enough, it's actually a club one of the Ramblers supports.
Bollocks, is it?
I mean, the best we're going to get is Luke, isn't it, really? I would say. Or maybe
Manchester
Wimbledon
United.
Wimbledon are the state, aren't they?
No, Manchester United.
Manchester United. I know the veracity of my claim was doubted, so I have attached proof of my trial invitation, and I'll be sure to send you many more nuggets through the coming weeks about what it's like to coach at an elite level with no experience. Now, the screenshot that he sent was an email littered with spelling mistakes. So I don't know what to do with this one. I think we need more proof, mate.
Yeah. Is this Carl Power?
I don't remember
the guy who used to just like pop up in team photos and then disappear again.
Well, that guy.
Yes, yeah.
I think this. I hope he's not a lawyer. Don't worry. My next witness. I don't know the guy. I wasn't there. I can't help you out.
Well, Carl, do send us more evidence.
Send
us some evidence.
Wear a
GoPro.
Wear a wire. Crying out loud.
Bloody hell, Carl. Mm.
Mark has also been in touch. On Monday's show, Jules, Pete and Luke read out an email from listener Matthew from Missouri about a baseball player who injured themselves playing Guitar Hero. Mm. At first, I was thrilled to hear that there is another Rambler from the Show Me State, but then I began to feel an unspeakable anger. Missouri is the 18th largest state by square miles, but it is still not big enough for the two of us. I request an officially sanctioned Football Ramble Battle Royale to decide who is the true Missouri Rambler. As we know, there can be only one. How should we decide the contest? What method would you, our gracious football podcasting overlords, see fit for such a task? Now, firstly...
Fist fight.
I would think we've probably got more than two listeners in Missouri. So if you are based in Missouri and you want to get involved in this Battle Royale, do get in touch. I think fist fight is a good starting point, isn't it? I'm getting like shirtless car park vibes from this, because Mark sounds angry and I don't think he's going to accept light.
I'm watching a video of the Florida Gators versus Missouri having a big fight on the field, so I think they're fighty guys out there.
Fighty guys. Well, what would you think, Peter? Does there need to be a fight? Should he just calm
down? Take it to the metaverse, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see this in Roblox. Let's see this in Fortnite.
Oh, I see.
I'm not explaining the metaverse again, Marcus.
Why not?
What was the retreat for?
Okay.
What was the weekend retreat we did for? Crying out loud.
I thought that was just banter.
His headset wasn't working. He just didn't want to say.
I was playing Snake on my Nokia the whole weekend.
Maybe Snake?
Yeah,
snake off.
I don't think there needs to be violence here, to be quite frank. Yeah. Rubik's cube.
There we are. All right.
How about chess boxing, but like with a Rubik's cube? Do you know what chess boxing is?
No.
Like, so you do a move of chess and then a round of boxing. And the people that do it have to be kind of skilled at both. So it's a very limited pool of people that do chess boxing.
Okay, well,
we could do a similar thing with a Rubik's Cube.
No, well,
or some more Missouri-based, like kind of appropriately Missouri-based thing to break up the boxing. Okay, let us know if you're from Missouri.
Yeah, okay. Well, get involved. You might have a fight on your hands if you're up for that. Show@footballramble.com or email us. No, that do email us there or tweet us at footballramble.
All right, now it's time for this.
I prefer to kill him.
I prefer to kill him. It's Portmantonio Conte.
He's from Missouri, by the sounds of it.
He's from Missouri. Basically, we've got two footballers. We've mashed them together. You've got to figure out which footballers we are talking about. Now, I really have to apologise for
Pep Guardiola, Johan Cruyff.
Yeah, I forgot about the extra syllable in Pep Guardiola's name, I think. I'd like to apologise to, I think it was Vishen
everybody,
Kate.
Everybody.
I'm not apologising to you, Marcus, because you've been atrocious in the past to me. So... now it's time to play Portmantonio Conte. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, from Graham Bingham, the big B. I am the only Armenian to play in the Premier League, and one of my sons has scored over 100 goals for New York Red Bulls.
Henrik Mkhitaryan.
Right. Henrik Mkhitaryan, right.
Is that it?
It's a Jim. Well done, Jim. Round of applause, Jim.
Team effort.
Round of applause.
Right, Jim got it.
I mean, you shouldn't be a team effort. You're against each other. But well, so Jim wins, really.
You're right. I am atrocious, aren't I?
Can't shout it out until you know it, for crying out loud, Marcus Speller. You ruined that. This one's from...
I ruined it.
This one's also from Graham.
You ruined this game when you came up with it.
And yet we play it every week
just because we like the jingle.
Suckers. I am an Antipodean former captain of Crystal Palace, and I am a Bermudian who has made over 90 appearances for Bristol City.
Australian captain. What, Antipodean captain?
Bermuda. 90 appearances for Bristol City.
I don't know the rules anymore.
Anymore.
Good impression,
that.
Huh?
I miss that guy. The answer is...
You don't even know.
Mile Yedinaki Wells.
Yedinaki Wells.
Big beard.
Thank you. I forgot about Yedinak as well.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done, everybody.
Don't forget about Yedinak.
To kill him.
That's what we do it for.
Yeah. Yep.
Well done, everybody, for continuing to listen.
Yeah. Playing against each other, 2-round game. Brilliant. It's just flawless, this, isn't it?
Oh dear. Speaking of flawless, let's go to Manchester United. Erik ten Hag, apparently he's going to change everything around, and they're going to win lots of trophies again. The reports, though, so the latest from the Manchester United Football Club circus is that Paul Pogba has passed the point of no return. He left the Manchester United WhatsApp group chat this week.
Oh no.
He's left the chat.
Sometimes I don't save people's numbers into my phone. So when someone leaves a chat, I'm like, no, we're both in a birthday group for somebody, Marcus Speller, and
you left
and you just walked straight out.
No, that's not true. I waited to see if I could go to the birthday.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm very sorry, I can't, because I couldn't. And then I left, because that's what
do it on
the
a private message. So then, because then it staunches the torrent of people saying that they can't do it.
Oh,
it makes right, the thing look unpopular.
I'll learn for next time. No, I waited until some people said they could. But yeah. I could. So apologies again there. Paul Pogba, do you think he should have just messaged the admin? Who's the admin of that group?
Exactly. Nobody. They are rudderless. What they need to do is, it's not about director of football, it's about finding a competent admin for the Manchester United WhatsApp group.
Well, their problem with leaks is massive, isn't it? If we're talking about the private WhatsApp group, it can only have come from someone in the private WhatsApp group, surely. Is this Ten Hag's first job? Just weed out the rats?
What was it you said the other day about Jesse Lingard and Paul Scholes? Paul Scholes said, Jesse Lingard told me that the dressing room's all over the place or something like
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
And then, what did he say, Peter, the second time? Oh, apparently I can't...
He said, I've spoken to him and I don't think I can repeat what he told me the second time, because he told him to stop being an idiot.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, Pogba's contract runs out in the summer, so where is he going to go? Is he going to stay and see what Ten Hag can do, or is he going to leave? He was booed off in their 3-2 win over Norwich. He seemed quite upset, as you could imagine.
Unreasonably.
Yeah, but I mean, he joined Manchester United in 2016, and he's arguably spent his best years there. It's quite funny to think that with Pogba, you know, he's still, you know, in his prime, you could argue. He joined them when he was very, very young. He was at Juventus, he won stuff there. latter stages of the Champions League quite regularly, of course. And when he joined Manchester United, you think, blimey, okay, that's a huge player. You know, this is going to help him, you know, really kind of kick on, because by this point, you know, they'd subsided a bit from post-Ferguson. He won the League Cup and the Europa League in his first season, thanks to old Jose Mourinho. Mm-hmm. And he won second place.
Treble as well.
Yeah.
The community chest.
But hasn't won any silverware since.
No. Mm. He's won the World Cup. Although that's gold.
That's goldware, baby. Yeah.
Not a cup.
But when he plays for France, he looks like an absolute world beater.
I mean, he said recently about this, I think these quotes are really interesting, and I it's such a shame for Pogba, and I hope, like, in his next move, things are set up better for him, really. He said, it's simple with France. I play in my position. I know my role. I feel the confidence of the coach and the players. It's normal to feel a difference at Manchester United because it's hard to be consistent when you often have a change to your position or the team system or your partners. Do I really have a role? I ask the question, but I don't have an answer. If he himself is saying that about his own role, that shows you part of the problem, right? Part of the problem.
I think the problem is twofold. I think it's partly him and it's partly the situation.
I mean, of course, but
he has to take some responsibility for his own performances. Of course, I understand that the club has been a bit mad since Ferguson left, and that, you know, there has been no plan, and it's been a bit of a shambles, really.
A player like that being shunted about all over the place is such a waste, though, isn't it?
Well, it is a waste.
This season, just simply because Ronaldo turned up and he drifts out to the left, and then Sancho's had to be put on the right, it's not just all the season, but I mean, you could sort of say it's Jose Mourinho being actually quite a limited manager.
But he won trophies under Mourinho, at least. Mm. Mourinho
fell
was,
out with him quite quickly,
yeah,
though, didn't he?
It was a while ago now that Mourinho. I mean, I think the situation in the club hasn't helped anybody there, you could say. But I think with Pogba, I don't think Manchester United fans will be sad to see him go. I think they'll be sad that what could have been, but that goes for the whole thing. I think to sort of single him out in that would be perhaps wrong. But the trouble is, there is a media circus around Pogba. He does say things that I don't think he should say, especially on international duty and making kissy faces at other teams and so on. If you're going to go, like try it. But this constant... So I don't think that's helped at all. I think the big problem is what's been going on at the club and what you just said there, Jim. But I don't think he's done himself any favours, to be quite frank.
I think he was supposed to be a symbol of what could be possible in the post-Ferguson era, wasn't he? And he unfortunately has been in a way that you know, nobody would have wanted.
He's a symptom, not a cause, isn't he, in many ways? And I just think he requires a bit more of a bedrock, a bit more of a settled side that he enjoyed at Juventus and what he's kind of enjoying now in France, really. I just think Manchester United have let him down way more than he's let Manchester United down, in my opinion. You can say he's had loads of chances and stuff. I don't necessarily think he have. He's had no kind of manager worth a fucking name. He's not had a settled side. It's a joke of a club, and he'll be better off out of it. And Manchester United fans can tell themselves that they're better off without him. I don't actually agree with that.
No. Newcastle United are in a better state than Man United, you could argue at the moment, can't you?
Cha-ching, I'm sure he'll... I'm sure it.
Sure he'll rock
that'll
up,
be one of the list of clubs playing in black and white again.
Get the Pog in there. Get him in there. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, sure, we shall see. I would find it mad if he signed an extension. I mean, Ten Hag
Stranger
was...
Stranger things have happened.
A big old dream that he will have sold him, perhaps.
The usual suspects have been touted, aren't they? Madrid and PSG seem to lead the line in terms of the rumours. But go to Madrid, Paul.
He still has a chance, though, to go to a side to win trophies and challenge for the Champions League.
And a side that doesn't insist that he becomes this kind of like box-to-box... midfielder, you know what I mean? It's not his game. It's never been his game.
I don't think it's managers.
I think
that have been
sometimes his
that.
Body language and his attitude, it has been questionable. But
footballers don't exist anymore, though, do they? We have this obsession in.
What are you talking about? Box to box. But I don't think he's been playing in a midfield three for long enough. I think
people insist that he works so hard. It's like, just why? Why do you insist on him working so hard? Give him the ball and give him something to do. Don't insist on this Roy Keane fucking wank fantasy from the 90s. It's nonsense.
Well, and we'll leave your wank fantasies from the 90s there, thank you very much. But I think, you know, his range of passing is second to none. I mean, it's up there with John Joe Shelby, quite frankly, which is probably why Newcastle wouldn't go for him.
No, exactly.
No need. But he has the tools, as we see it for France, to be a world beater week in, week out. And I think from a purely sort of neutral and pure football point of view, it would be quite something to see him go somewhere next season and to be able to be unleashed. I mean, I could even see him maybe in his later years, if he if he could sort of manage it to be a kind of a sort of a deep line playmaker, you know, the sort of, you know, with that range of passing and so on. But anyway, that's perhaps fanciful at the moment. But there is good news for one Manchester United midfielder, Donny van de Beek, because the reports are saying that Erik ten Hag will include him in his pre-season squad. Because he played under Ten Hag at Ajax. Mm. He was an important player for him in their run to the Champions League semis. Back in December 2021, Ten Hag was asked about Van der Beek's situation at Manchester United and replied, "Donny, I find that hard. It's a mortal sin."
Well, that took me back to last night.
Yeah. Well, wait, that was a mortal sin. But how about that, Jim? I mean, have we forgotten that Van der Beek used to be a crucial player for Ten Hag?
I mean, that would be, like, on a human level, be brilliant, wouldn't it, to see him finally thrive at Man United by, well, being played and playing well.
Maybe with Pogba out of the way, Van der Beek can flourish.
Maybe.
That is perhaps
the
rejig of the puzzle that they've needed.
I'm sure the fans will be delighted with that.
Yes, indeed, But what you need at a football club, you need stability, you need an identity, you need to win games. That's what you need to do. And a good winning streak is what any team wants and what any team desires and can build on. And we go, of course, to a former favourite at Manchester United, Fizzer. We go to Inter Miami. They've won four games on the bounce. We've talked about Champions League. I think there might be a game tonight. But anyway, we'll maybe get to that later. Mm. But yeah, they've won four games on the bounce, Pete Donaldson. In their last game, 2-1 win against Atalanta. Fizzer held a Atlanta. That would be quite something. Atlanta. Fizzer held a post-match huddle in the middle of the pitch with his players, really getting to grips with America.
That inspirational whisper.
that's why they huddled.
He was just trying to talk.
It happens every time in the dressing room. And Fizzer said of his team's better results and performances of late, "We speak a lot of identity. Seeing all the identity in these last games, that's the start of the foundation we want to build. We have a sense going forward. This is the real deal. The real deal.
The real deal." Just hauling himself off the bottom of the conference. The thing is, like, he'll sort of get everyone in a huddle and, like, "Come on, guys, create a win. Come on. Look, I just need a few words, lads." Everyone piles in. Everyone's like, "What's Fizzer got? What's the boss? What's the gaffer got to say?" And he goes, "Has anyone seen me phone charger?" Yeah.
Like, get relegated.
Play with freedom.
"Do you think we'll ever colonise Mars?"
You fucking idiot.
Oi. Four wins on the spin. And that included their first ever MLS Cup win against their city rivals, Miami FC.
The man's an idiot.
Have a bit of... Gentlemen, though, in better news of non-European sides, A-League side, Perth Glory's owner, Tony Sage. I think we'll call him Tony Sage. I mean, certainly worthy of that surname, because he's claimed that Sven-Göran Eriksson...
I'm calling it. I'm done. I'm trying to seal it. I'm playing the outro.
This is important football news.
Don't
disrespect the A-League, Perth Glory and Tony Sage, okay?
Tony Sage.
Yeah. What are you Googling, Jim?
I'm typing Tony checking Sage.
He's not made Price man up.
He claimed that Sven-Göran Eriksson has thrown his hat into the ring to be their next manager. He applied for the job. 74-year-old Sven. that's not bad. Dwight York is also in the running.
Yeah.
Worthy of respect, worthy of a mention. do you fancy Sven to pop up in...
Yes, why not, Marcus?
Perth's glory hole.
There it is.
What did he say?
"Do you fancy Sven to pop up in Perth Glory Hole?"
What?
Liverpool are playing tonight. Should we just take over, Jim? Liverpool are going to be taking on Villarreal in the Champions League semi. How do you think this one's going to go, Jim?
I'm fascinated by this. I mean, there's a certain romance to Villarreal getting all the way to the Champions League final, isn't it? But I think Liverpool are going to be too much for them. Frankly, but Emery's really canny with that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, it was Emery's severe side beat Liverpool. Yeah,
indeed,
in that Europa League final.
And Klopp has, Jordan Henderson did an interview this week saying that actually the fallout from the defeat in that game, where they all sort of stayed in the bar, feels the start of the cycle that they're in now.
Okay.
But Klopp's been full of praise for Emery, saying that he's got a plan for everything, every scoreline as games progress, and they're not underestimating him. And that's I think what Bayern and Juventus did, really.
Do you remember who scored for Liverpool that day?
Sven.
Daniel Sturridge.
Yes.
Do you know where he's currently playing? Perth Glory.
Lovely.
There's no escaping it, is there?
There's no escaping it.
Yeah.
Don't.
5 degrees of bacon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm. Apparently it's not worked out for old Sturridge at Perth Glory.
No, sad.
Just as a little... sad. Yeah. But will it work out for Villarreal tonight at Anfield, Pete Donaldson?
I think Emery said that they're going to need a perfect performance tonight. And I do think that him, that team, that club, I think they're a match made in heaven. I think I think they could possibly do something. I'm excited.
Plenty of Premier League experience in that VRL side.
Yeah, weird Premier League experience as well, isn't it? It seems to be a model they have, that they like players that have had the experience of the sort of physicality of the Premier League. And it's a very deliberate strategy they have.
Well, Coquelin is one. For a time, people thought he was that player to... play in that defensive midfield role what Arsenal were.
And for a time, he was very good there.
He did pretty well, yeah. Did you see that he said recently, beating Manchester United in the Europa League final last season was revenge against Sir Alex Ferguson, after he said Coquelin looked totally out of his depth against Manchester United in the 8-2 thrashing at Old Trafford.
Alex Ferguson really can live in people's heads, can't he? <It's> incredible.
Incredible. So there we are. Well, everybody, we look forward to that game tonight very much so. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. Jim, thank you, me old son.
You're welcome.
Petey baby.
Me old dad.
Thank Farewell. You. Me old uncle.
Farewell, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. See you soon.
Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts.
Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.